True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's back! He's back and better than ever. Nick Kostos. Nick, great to have you back. Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan. How are you, buddy?
Great to be back with you. Great to be on with the great sports fans in Cleveland. Happy football season to everybody.
We are pumped. We are ready to go. We can't wait. Tonight, let's just start with game number one. Dallas at Philadelphia. What's your gut telling you?
So the Eagles guys are sitting right now at BetMGM. 8.5-point favorite, like 8 or 8.5, depending on where you're looking. The total's 47.5, and this number got bet out after the Cowboys last week obviously traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, so betting interest in the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we have seen at 8.5 interest in Dallas in the betting market. So Dallas is the popular side at this number right now, not necessarily to win the game, but to at least keep the game close and cover the spread. And the more I've thought about this game and spent a lot of time this morning thinking about it and the on-field handicap, I'm actually going to lay the points with the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And the reason why is, I think if you wanted to make a strong case for Dallas, it would be that the Cowboys can score enough, right, with the Eagles to stay in this game, maybe force a couple turnovers, keep the game close, and maybe potentially win it at the end, or at least score enough points to cover a big number. And Dallas's passing attack, for what it's worth, I do think has the chance to be awesome this year. I just don't know about this matchup against this defense. You know, CeeDee Lamb is probably going to see time in the slot tonight. Dallas acquired George Pickens this offseason from Pittsburgh. The problem for CeeDee Lamb is he's probably going to go up against Cooper DeJean, who was awesome last year as a rookie. And the problem for George Pickens is that he's probably going to see Quinyon Mitchell, another stud rookie from last year, a boundary cornerback for Philadelphia. Dallas is not going to be able to run. They've got Curtin Jerkin and Jabroni running backs against this Eagles front. I don't know how Dallas is going to score a ton of points in this game, or at least score enough points to keep up. And on the flip side, Jerry Jones can say whatever he wants, guys, about Dallas's run defense improving with Kenny Clark in and Micah Parsons out. It's ridiculous. Parsons was one of the best run-defending edge rushers in the National Football League. There's no case to be made that Dallas's offense is better, losing maybe alongside Myles Garrett, the best pass rusher in the league, in Micah Parsons. I think the Eagles are going to lay it on them tonight. I do like the over in the game because I think Philly's going to score a ton. Dallas can do its part. So Eagles and the over would be my plays for tonight.
Nick Kostos joining us. And Nick, back for another season with us as our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and we absolutely love having him here. Our Cleveland Browns are a work in progress, Nick. How's that?
What I think that is a really nice way to put it, that they are a work in progress this season.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about the Browns for next season also. Just I don't know financially how this is all going to go, and the you, They need to hope that Jacksonville is bad, obviously, this year, since they have the Jaguars' first-round pick when they moved down from 2 to 5 and then selected Mason Graham. So I don't think the expectations should be that the Browns are going to be good this year. Like, the roster is not great, and obviously, like, the quarterbacks aren't great. And I don't think you get a full season of lightning in a bottle like they did a couple years ago when Flacco won Comeback Player of the Year, obviously. And I would guess Flacco starts maybe 5 or 6 games this year, and then you get like the poo-poo platter, emphasis on poo-poo, right, of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, maybe the Browns can keep it close. They could even steal this game. They play really well against Cincinnati. The Bengals obviously start slow, and that's been a big talking point this offseason. But even just think about, even if you think Cleveland can be competitive in games and Stefanski's a good coach and the defense does have to, I actually like some of the young defensive players on the Browns. Schweisinger, the linebacker. I like Mason Graham. This first 6 games is absolutely nightmarish for Cleveland, right? So, home Bengals, 5.5-point home dog right now. At the Ravens in week 2. Home Packers, at the Lions. Home Vikings, at the Steelers. I think they're probably going to start 0-6. And I think the whole thing for Cleveland is, like, maybe they want to be bad and bet on Jacksonville not being great. And then you have more ammo to get your quarterback next year. I think it's extremely likely the quarterback of the future, guys, is not currently on the roster. So I think if you're a Browns fan, what you really want to happen is for some of these young players to take a step, right, and show that they can be franchise cornerstones. Because they lost so many draft picks in the Watson trade that this roster really needs to be replenished with young talent. So the young guys really have to play well this year. And if that happens, even if the record's bad, I actually think that's progress for the Cleveland Browns, provided they can get their quarterback of the future in next year's draft.
Nick, we talked about that yesterday, because I think it's a strange predicament that they are in, and especially that the Browns fans are in, because you want to root for your team. On the other hand, next year's draft is supposed to be quarterback loaded. There are big names in it already. You would appear that you're going to get one, and you have 2 first-round picks to do it. So you'd want that pick, your pick, to be as high as possible, yet you want to win games this year. What's a Browns fan to do this year?
I think you probably, look, I'm never going to tell a fan base to root for your team to lose, especially one that hasn't seen a ton of success and I don't mean that to be a jerk, just like the Browns have never won a Super Bowl. They've never been to a Super Bowl. Obviously, since they re-entered the league in 98, they really haven't had any prolonged periods of being good. So obviously, like, you want your team to win. But I don't think they're going to. So I think what you need to root for instead, and again, just to reiterate what I said, you want these young players to really step up. Like, it would be great for the Browns. I'll throw some names out. Like, can Cedric Tillman show that he's a good player this year, someone you can depend on? Like, I know people, like, don't like Isaiah Bond, but, like, can Isaiah Bond show you something? Can Harold Fannin show you something? I actually think he'll have a nice rookie year. Can Schweisinger be really good? Can Mason Graham be really good? Like, you need these players to be good because you lost so many, like, premium picks in the Watson deal, obviously. So if you get through this year and you can confidently say, the Browns have several young building blocks on both sides of the ball, I think then you can feel decent about things moving forward, provided, obviously, they can get their quarterback. Because, look, I mean, maybe I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I think they're both probably NFL backups. Joe Flacco's in his 40s. Like, the quarterback of the future is not on this roster. So, for me, progress for the Browns, if these young players are good, then you can feel decent heading into next year. But, man, like, if Schweisinger's bad, if Graham's bad, if Tillman's bad, if Fannin's bad, I think they're probably going to be bad again next year.
Audio Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos joining us right now. Nick, are you a Bengals believer or are you a Bengals skeptic?
Oh, I'm a big-time Bengals skeptic. Big time. The Bengals defense last year was, like, legendarily bad. And they replaced the defensive coordinator. Lou Anarumo is now the DC of the Colts. Al Golden, like the former college football head coach, he was Notre Dame's DC last year. He comes in, and I look at this defense, and I don't know if it's going to be a lot better than it was last year, if better at all. You know, Trey Hendrickson's back. He had 17.5 sacks last year. Like, is he going to do that again? Maybe, but, if, you know, maybe not. Shamar Stewart, who was the first-round pass rusher, is extremely raw. Seems to be, like, a real boom-bust prospect. Like, and some of their young draft picks haven't panned out in the same way you could say for Cleveland. Like, Miles Murphy is a recent second-round pick, defensive end. He hasn't done anything. So, I look at this defense, and I think they're going to give up a ton of points this season. And if you watch them in the preseason, and I know it's preseason, but their first-team defense was playing against against second stringers for the Eagles, against the Commanders, and we're getting absolutely torched. Now, the offense is going to be awesome, right? Like it was last year. Burrow's an MVP caliber quarterback. Chase is great. Higgins is great. I do think the offensive line can be better this year, but I don't know how you can pick Cincinnati to do anything of consequence if the defense is projected to be so bad. I think they will miss the playoffs this year. I would never bet Joe Burrow to win MVP. Not that he isn't an MVP caliber player, but think about the number of games that you need your team to win in order to win MVP. Are the Bengals ever going 13-4 with this defense? I think it's extremely unlikely. So I could be wrong, and maybe the defense is average and the Bengals will win 12 games if that's the case, but I'm very skeptical that that will happen. I have the Bengals on the outside of the playoffs.
Nick, correct me if I'm wrong on this, and Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. I'm assuming you think Baltimore in the AFC North, but tell me what we should think of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
I like the Steelers a lot. I actually think, guys, that the betting market has Pittsburgh like pretty underpriced here compared to what I see as like a very talented roster. Talent on all three levels of the defense, especially once the rookie first-round defensive tackle Derek Harmon is back from injury, right, alongside Cam Hayward and Keanu Benton and T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. I like the linebackers. I really like second-year.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your linebacker Peyton Wilson. You add Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay to a secondary that already has Porter, right? I really, really like this defense. I think it could be top five this season for the Steelers. And on offense, obviously there aren't a lot of sexy skill position players. It's really just DK Metcalf in the pass-catching group. But we know Arthur Smith and what he likes to do as an offensive coordinator. And I think you're going to see the Steelers get a little wacky this year, guys, in terms of how they run their offensive formations and personnel. Where I wouldn't be shocked if you saw the Steelers run a good amount of three, not two, three tight end sets this season with Pat Freiermuth, 6'7" Darnell Washington, who might be the best offensive lineman on the team, and he's a tight end. Obviously, they trade for Jonnu Smith also. They have Hayward's brother also. They've got four tight ends that they can roll out there. So I think you're going to see this offense get a little funky to make up for the lack of wide receivers that they have. And I like Jaylen Warren and the rookie running back Caleb Johnson. And I'm still an Aaron Rodgers guy, even though I think a lot of people aren't. I think he can get the job done this year. Not going to be asked to throw the ball 40 times a game. I think Pittsburgh's going to win 10 games, and I think the Steelers guys will make the playoffs this year out of the AFC North.
Wow. All right, Nick, pleasure. Looking forward to a fun-filled football season, having you with us every Thursday.
You guys got it. Enjoy the games this weekend. Also, my Ohio State Buckeyes, I got them to win the Natty again this year. Looked great last week. Let's keep it rolling. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.